We're talking with State Representative Dale Kerbs, of course, chairman of our House Agriculture Committee. Dale, you've been busy the last couple of days. A lot of it's been talking drought. $20 million in the legislature, got that approved in a special session, came here and saw how they were going to spend the first of these dollars in the Emergency Drought Commission. Your thoughts about this $3 million allocation?
Well, I'm very thankful that we have the $3 million to go ahead and start getting that deployed. And I think the plans that have come forth today and what the Drought Commission is going to has moved on is definitely a good start. We all know $3 million, when we really talk about it, is on a statewide level is not a lot of funds. But again, I'll go back to at least we have $3 million to be able to start. Very thankful for my colleagues in supporting the language and the bill in HB 1006XX in the special session to be able to bring up bring $20 million more into the Drought Commission, which at the end of the day is still going to be a challenge. I think we're going to have a lot more needs than what even the $20 million. Thankful again that we have that opportunity to have that $20 million coming to them. So in the early stages of everything, just talking about all, let's get some of it deployed out. We want to figure out how we're going to be able to help in transportation, but not supersede and step over and with the FSA and those kind of things, because the FSA has been really good to a lot of our producers. Right. We want to make sure we're helping with those and supplementing and hitting those gaps that FSA didn't cover for transportation and for hay, feed, and water. It's time to start thinking outside of the box. We want to make sure we do investments for long term, so to help mitigate these future issues. It's real interesting on the drought map, because when we talk about drought, the western side, we always think is drought. But if you look at the drought map right now, it's really centrally and southern, centrally located and further to the east, where we don't think about drought.
Right.
So I commend the commission on making sure, even on the $3 million that they're deploying, that it's going to all 84 conservation districts to really spread that money out, and look forward to working with them moving forward with this $20 million, and hopefully, we can look at that and maybe even add to that somewhere down the road.
Seems that the discussion here today at this commission meeting between lawmakers and the commission members trying to struggle a little bit about, existing rules versus the emergency and retroactive, these type of things.
Right. And you're exactly right. I think that they, coming with the plan that they're talking about for some of these projects being qualified to back as early as retro and back to June 1 of 2022. I think we definitely need to look at that, because there are some folks out there that's really had to already make that decision and invest in that. And we need to make sure that they're getting that help too, because they had to divert dollars somewhere to make that happen. And so we don't want to penalize them for being proactive in those kind of things. And I want to be able to help those that don't have those means setting available to do that. So it's got to be we've got to have a great mix and work through those processes. And the commission has a big challenge ahead of them still to figure out how to make some of those things work.
Overall, as we look to the next legislative session, there'll be further discussions about this, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, just like the drought has come upon us, it's going to be here for a while. Inflation is definitely going to be here a while. We need to look at all these things and start looking at those in a proactive. And we've got to be reactive in some situations as well. But as we look forward to the next session, it is definitely going to be a topic of discussion to continue to work on what has happened here today.